Hello. Today I'm talking about why almond milk is generally bad and why you should probably stop buying it. Now, the biggest problems that almond milk causes, or by growing it causes, is water pollution and usage, the fact that it poisons honeybees, and deforestation or destruction of the environment. Now, with the water pollution and usage, the water becomes polluted from the pesticides. A lot of water is used to grow almonds, and this is a big issue in California, USA, as the USA produces roughly 70% of all almonds. It takes 14.16 litres of water to grow one almond, and the US produces 2,742 tonnes of almonds annually, which uses 7,650,108,579,091.44 litres of water to grow. The bees are poisonous. The pesticides they use poison the bees, and since they have to bring beehives in to pollinate the almond trees, this kills the honeybees, which is not very good. And the deforestation or destruction of the environment part is that, like, a lot of the wetlands in California are being converted into crops because the demand of almond milk has gone up a lot, apparently. Now, the consequences of the water pollution, with the water being polluted and how much water is being used, is since a lot of the water is being pulled from underground for the almonds to be grown or being polluted, residents in California might go into a drought and not have enough water, and a lot of water couldn't go to almond growing, and that wouldn't be very good. If the bees keep getting poisoned, we're gonna kill off the species. You can bring in a lot of hives and kill them off, but it's not very good for the environment, and then we'll lose a lot more things that rely on pollination, including a lot of plants, and then, you know, we're dead. And with the deforestation or destruction of the environment, we could lose a lot of different species, will lose their home, and we could have more plant species and animals go extinct because, you know, we're destroying their home for growing almonds because... Yeah. And then, you have to destroy more because the soil won't be able to hold life because it will become, the structure of it will change from the pesticides and stuff and, other things as well. Now, there is kind of a solution to all this. Not completely, but some things you can do to help it, which is you can buy organic certified almond milk because they use no pesticides and less water is used. You could also grow your own almonds and make your own milk, as you can control, you know, how much water you use, and it's more organic because there's around 14, 15 almonds really in a liter or so of almond milk, not much. And you can also consider, you know, just stitching it all together and getting and using non-dairy milks like coconut milk, or if you're lactose intolerant, or if you could try different dairy milks like sheep's milk or goat's milk, as they are less allergenic than cow's milk, and there's not as many farms for sheep's and cow's milk. Thank you for listening.